In light of Rev Hartstein's upcoming discussion about Bar Soloveitchik, I thought I'd discuss an interesting halachic topic, which is one of the only topics I personally ever discussed with Rev Soloveitchik, which is the issue of medical implantations from cadavers. In other words, taking a part of a cadaver and implanting it into a patient. This was a practical question for me at the time, because I was undergoing ACL reconstruction surgery, so surgery to reconstruct the ligament in my knee. So there's two ways they do it. Either they take part of a tendon from elsewhere in your body and make that into a new ligament in your knee, or they take ligaments from a cadaver and they put that into your body as your new ACL. So I went to ask him in the YU Base Medish if there's any problem with this. So at first he dealt with the issue of kavod ha-meis. Is it a problem of bizayon ha-meis, of treating a mace disrespectfully, to basically take parts of it and use it as implantation material for patients? So that he said, no, it's no problem whatsoever. It's the biggest cover to this mace to make your life more livable and more convenient. So then I said, really, I was asking also primarily about the issue of tumah. Is there a problem? Are you basically walking around with tumas mace inside of you in an irreversible fashion? Loss of love, you'll have to have surgery to remove the tumas mace from your body. So, it's a problem to stand in the same room as a kohen. Like, well, so he said, no, that's what you're asking. That's no problem whatsoever. Obviously, that's a Mishnah Mefureshes. He thought I was asking maybe a better question. So that's a Mishnah Mefureshes, that tumah belua, if it's entirely swallowed up, so to speak, if it's entirely enclosed within a body, is not mitame. So he was not concerned about that at all. The truth is, we did not discuss another issue, which may be perhaps the most troubling, potentially, which is discussed, I saw it in Tshuva by Rav Asher Weiss in Minchas Asher Chelek Beis, Siman Ayin Aleph, which is that there is an isser of hana from a mace. You're not allowed to derive any benefit from a dead human body. Isra nami mace would seem to be, this is exactly what we're doing. We're taking part of a mace and we're using it for our benefit. We're getting direct benefit from it. Now it serves as a person's new whatever. So, and there are many different surgeries for which they use pieces from tissue from dead bodies. So he attacks this in from two directions. First of all, assuming that the material is coming from Chutz La'aretz, most people are not Jewish. So is there an Isra Hanami mace from a non-Jew? This is Machlokas HaRishonim. And the Psak in Shulchan Aruch in Yoridea, Shin Mem Tes, is that there is an Isra Hana from a mace, even from a non-Jewish mace. However, some of the great Achronim, like the Shach and the Grod, disagree with that Psak in the Shulchan Aruch, and they hold that there is no Isra Hana from a mace who is a non-Jew. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes from some Achronim that even if you hold there is an Isra Hana, whereas the Isra Hana mi mace from a Jew would be an Isra Deraisa, the Isra Hana from a non-Jewish mace may only be Midrabanan. And on that basis, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes that there were some who allowed it b'makom chole, even for a chole she'en bo sakana. So that's one direction in terms of possibly being matir, this issue of Hana mi mace, that perhaps there's no Isra from a non-Jewish mace, and even if there is, maybe it's not Isra in a case of a chole. But beyond that, he says there's a more, perhaps, fundamental point, which is that when are you getting hana from it? You're getting hana from it when it's in your body and functioning as a part of your body. At that point, he says, maybe it's no longer considered to be a mace at all. That this tissue is now functioning like a live tissue. It's now part of a live person's body. So maybe panim chadashos bo l'chan, and it's no longer even considered to be a chelik from a mace. So he says on the basis of those two issues combined, he says he thinks there's no problem whatsoever in terms of the Isra Hana from a mace. The second issue would be also relevant as well with regard to the tumor consideration, which is more problematic, let's say, when the patient himself is a Kohen. So then perhaps there is room to discuss that maybe until it's balua, until it's implanted, maybe there's a problem of if there's contact, maga or masa, and then it may depend on the precise tissue that's being implanted, how big it is, and what are the details, and if it does make contact with him before it's implanted. But there oftentimes even that issue can be overcome as well. Have a great day, and please stack the chairs.